From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday opened a two-day nuclear security summit in Washington. Delegations from 50 countries are attending. Mr. Obama says that in the wake of attacks in places, including Brussels, there is an urgency around the nuclear issue as well as the issue of terrorism generally. Earlier Thursday, the president held a series of meetings with leaders. Some world leaders who attended a White House summit dinner Thursday were from countries that have experienced terrorist attacks. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. The French justice minister says he expects Salah Abdeslam to be sent to Paris within 10 days. The suspect's lawyer says his client agrees to be extradited. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey has left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. According to Turkish media, the bomb exploded while a police vehicle passed by the city's main bus terminal. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A spokeswoman for the presidential campaign of businessman Donald Trump told a CNN interviewer Thursday that the candidate misspoke when he suggested some form of punishment for women who have abortions. Trump challengers for the presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, have criticized the remarks. Trump has surged to the top of the once large Republican presidential field. He faces a tough primary election Tuesday in the state of Wisconsin. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the Syrian government is not allowing aid agencies to deliver life-saving humanitarian relief to hundreds of thousands of people living in several besieged areas in the country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, is calling on the United States, Russia, and other nations of influence to pressure President Bashar al-Assad's government into giving UN agencies the green light to deliver this critical aid. He says the UN has succeeded in distributing aid to 150,000 people in 11 besieged cities since an agreement was worked out in Munich 6 weeks ago. Egeland says he fears the momentum after Munich, which has made these deliveries possible, is being lost. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner described new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers Thursday as sickening. Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein said the matter would be fully investigated. AIDS-Free World, a U.S.-based nonprofit group that tracks peacekeeper sex abuse cases, said 3 girls told a UN human rights official that a French military commander had them, along with a 4th girl, stripped and forced to have sex with a dog while inside a military camp. A UN spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was shocked to the core when he heard about the latest allegations. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says more needs to be done to stop the abuse.
If you're a soldier, you believe that there is impunity because there has never been real accountability. And so the leadership here is aware of that. They're trying to fix it. But a lot of the work has to happen in the capitals of the countries that send the troops to MINUSCA.
Samantha Power. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia acquitted Serbian ultranationalist leader Vojislav Šešelj Thursday of all 9 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Those were brought against him in connection with the Balkan Wars in the 1990s.
Pour la majorité.
In a 2-1 ruling, the chief judge said that Serbian plans to create a greater Serbia by uniting lands they considered Serb territory in Croatia and Bosnia were a political goal and not a criminal plan, as prosecutors alleged. The Party of Myanmar Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi Thursday submitted a proposal in Parliament that would make her an official state advisor. That move would allow her to play a dominant role in running the country. The bill would allow her to control and conduct activities of all the ministries. She already holds 4 posts in the cabinet. The measure is expected to pass the legislature easily. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.